This episode of WW Today is brought to you by Away. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices that allow you to charge your phone on the go. For $20 off a suitcase, go to awaytravel.com/WW20 and use the promo code WDW20. That's awaytravel.com/WDW20. Promo code WDW20. They've been supporters of us for a long time, and now I've been a long-time customer of Away, so check it out. That, again, is awaytravel.com/WDW20, promo code WDW20. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, December the 5th, 2018, and this is episode 1636 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm Grease.
We're like coming up on an anniversary for us for this show.
What?
How long y'all been doing this show?
Four years?
4 years.
3 years?
Too long.
You guys have been on the show a year now.
We have.
Almost two.
Now you
can. No, I don't know. We've been, we took over in the 1400s. I mean, it's been a while.
Way back in the 1400s.
I mean, that's not nothing.
I can't wait till we hit episode 1776. Can I get an amen?
No.
We should do a big special. Like a live event.
A live
from the Hall of Presidents.
A centennial live
of
event.
Him in a golf cart with...
It's March 3rd,
gone.
Independence Day.
Oh, gosh.
I'm looking at it. So our first episode was, okay, so we haven't been doing it for 4 years. We've done it 3 years in January. So January, if you include the episodes that we partially
the reveal
on,
episodes.
Yeah, we've been doing it for almost exactly, this week will be exactly, it was 2015, December 9th, 2015 was the first episodes we were on. So
this was about when we named the Will the Nature Boy, I think.
Yeah, no longer.
Formerly known as.
Who's to say?
So 4 years ago, right? Or is that 4 years ago? 3 years ago.
Actually, Matt Hotchberg called me Nature Boy. Will
he
Haynes.
Did, but no one cares.
It wasn't.
People thought it was a self-inflicted.
Yeah, people were like, oh, you gave
call yourself Nature Boy.
Think you're so cool.
Woo!
It was actually Matt Hotchberg
himself.
Well,
happy not anniversary yet, though. We'll celebrate that in like a month.
I love celebrating not anniversary.
Happy having an anniversary, too.
Happy you not remember your real anniversary, but heck.
Very merry birthday to me.
Did you know I just said that?
He did.
Or are you like repeating it? Or did you
he's repeating it.
I think he heard it in his head subconsciously.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I just did that.
Because I didn't know you did that.
I know. I can tell it in your eyes. You're like, I got something funny. This just popped in my head. If I popped into my head, I heard it with my ears.
Cool.
Well, welcome back to WDW Today. We got a
very merry birthday to you.
To me.
We got an exciting show today, right, Will?
Nope. I already know I'm going to get triggered because if any indication of the types of topics that Terry suggested in the vehicle on the way to lunch come up, I'm guaranteed to be triggered and probably will walk off the show permanently.
So this could be listener. So we usually do listener questions every couple weeks.
It's called listener triggers.
Listener topics.
Well, here we go. We'll start with this one.
Oh, we're doing it. We're in it.
Matthew Mayhew said, I want an episode where you guys talk about The Void. Or Will's opinion of the attraction Soarin, or Morimoto, or Bread Service.
Oh.
I think it would be very unique and out of the ordinary.
I think he was the one person that bought the shirt.
But who's to say?
Ooh.
He's all in.
It's like so many question. Different levels of that.
Have we killed the who's to say?
No.
It feels like it's dead.
Very
dead.
Much
I think
alive.
It's living here more than it is on the podcast, I feel like.
No.
Oh no, podcast.
No. I mean, like, you've done. No, that's what I mean. It's still fresh here.
Oh yeah, it's definitely fresh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you said that on the podcast.
We say
that
in life.
Yeah, it's the one thing I get triggered about when I would say something that I think is pretty good, and then Will would be like, "Who's to say?" And I would just be like, "I don't know who is to say."
It's a power play, is what.
Maybe we should do a jingle that goes, "It's time for listener questions, listener topics with Terry.
Who's to say?
Yeah, people love jingles.
People loved our jingles.
I know. Looking back, it's reminiscent 4 years ago.
Maybe for the anniversary episode, we'll just bring back all those original jingles, ideas that they hated.
And we'll come up with new ideas.
Yeah, was that... What's that game show we played that really hated? We don't know enough about that. We still don't know how long ago we started the show. We started in 2015.
Will said the 1400s.
I know.
It's a long time. That's back before, like, cavemen. Most electricity was available.
Most electricity?
Most of it. Yeah. Tesla. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a lightning bolt?
Yeah, that was the God's electricity.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah, I got one of those tattooed on my side over here.
A lightning bolt? The electric logo?
Do you really? Yeah.
By the way, that's actually the Mario Kart.
I've been trying
like,
to
ultimate.
Get for Will, and you Floridians would probably know, and those who live in surf towns. I've been trying to get Will a pair of vintage electric.
In my vintage, he means like 2002.
Late 90s to early 2000 electric sunglasses, or even a shirt with the logo on it. It is very difficult to find.
Yeah, they updated their logo and it's crappy.
No, I like the current. It feels very modern and fresh.
I don't like it. I like the old one.
The old one, it was like the it looked like a Volcom knockoff.
Yeah.
Logo. You guys know Electric? Electric was a brand.
I think we've had this discussion
before.
Yeah, we've talked about
it. So if you're out there with a pair of Electric, I don't usually do
slides were Electric.
You can get it on Google. I mean, on eBay.
No, I've looked.
Google.
Oh, those are new ones. No, I just saw a pair.
Of sunglasses?
Yeah.
Will shopping for himself now.
I get a notification whenever there's one that pops up. The problem is electric is too
generic.
Yeah, so it's like, I'll just go like, electric blue. It's like, no, I want the electric brand of sunglasses. So we got more topics, Terry? Because we're going to do listener topics with Terry. LTs with Terry.
Here we go. Dana wants to hear about motion sickness on a cruise.
Okay. We've all been on cruises.
I have not.
Except for the...
Yes. I've not been motion sickness.
I here's what I do. Because I am not necessarily the most prone to motion sickness, but it does happen for me. I'm not batting 1,000. I have gone on and gotten sick or gotten just queasy or whatever. Like I told last week when I was eating at the boathouse, like just sitting on that dock that moves and eating kind of threw me off a little because it was very windy. More so than even on a cruise with like a stabilizer. Like it felt like you were sitting like on a boat. And I've definitely gotten on a boat, like not a cruise ship, and gotten some motion sickness, like a fishing boat or something like that. But with this situation, what I do is I live and die by Dramamine. So I start taking Dramamine before I get on, and I don't even know if it's okay, but I never get off of it. I stay on it.
Are you still on it now?
I never leave. Yeah, no. While I'm on the cruise, I'm consistently on Dramamine from before I board. Until we dock, just because it's like a failsafe. Mm. I'm not going to get sick with Dramamine.
You're so sleepy the whole time.
No, I do the non-drowsy. Sometimes you do the drowsy if you just want to have a little fun, but or if you're trying to go to sleep, it helps. But I do the non-drowsy typically, and which when they offer a non-drowsy version of something, it always makes me be like, well, why have the drowsy version?
Non-drowsy typically don't work.
Doesn't work, right? I think the Dramamine does pretty well, and Amanda does
the effect.
She does the arm bands, C bands.
Yeah.
And that seems to work for her. And she actually does have a pretty decent issue with it. So
I've seen people definitely OD on the arm bands where they'll have like five of them on each wrist. I'm not messing around. I'm not going to chance it.
I don't know if you know what OD means. No.
Well, we're stepping one step closer to triggering Will. Goodness gracious.
That's not something you joke around about.
I don't know if you know this. There's an epidemic in this country right now.
But not with C-bands. Do you guys use anything? Grease, you go on a decent amount of cruises.
Yeah, so the only time that I really have issues with it is if I'm down low, kind of at sea level, and I look out the window and see how fast you're going and seeing the height of the waves and stuff like that. If I'm looking straight ahead and I see it out the window, it's fine. But if I'm like
on the side,
just perpendicular to the, I can get nauseous.
This was the time you asked me to come up behind you and stand behind you the time.
Arms
you started yelling about being the king.
Yeah.
I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
Just can't wait to be king.
Yeah. That was weird, Grease.
I had that same problem actually on the Disney cruises in the movie theater because the movie theater faces sideways.
Yes.
And it's often a 3D movie because they're like, we have the only 3D floating movie theater. Wee. I watched Thor: The Dark World in 3D. Honestly, here's what I could say. If there's a movie you don't like, if you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean, you aren't going to care.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm watching a movie.
On a boat.
On a boat. It's going to be the worst movie. I got to watch Thor the week it came out. It was awesome. We watched Frozen also the week it came out in 3D. But there's something about that sitting sideways, watching a 3D movie, and it rocking, like, you know, essentially back and forward for you, or that it kind of threw me off some.
See, for me, that
I stayed, you know, medicated, so I'm usually okay.
I've had an issue one time, and that was during a hurricane.
Because you traveled a lot. No, not since you often cruise during hurricane season, because you get a lot better deal.
You get a lot better deal.
And if you've done it a bunch of times, well, if you've done it a bunch of times, you're not as bummed out if you miss Castaway Key. You're not as, we'll finish up. Go ahead.
Well, it's near our anniversary.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of a hurricane season. So we started a trend of, let's try to cruise during hurricane season. We've ended that trend, but we're actually going about a month from now. And
isn't hurricane season technically like
all summer?
May to November.
May to November, yeah.
Which is a lot of time.
But the target of it is
like those September, like 6 weeks November,
around
right?
September, around Labor Day.
Yeah, it usually happens.
Yeah, you're pretty much guaranteed. The balcony also is a savior for us. If I feel the least bit like queasy or even like at night, I'll just go stand out in the fresh air. And I'm good.
But it's pretty rare. I will say that. Yeah. Like, I've never really gotten sick. Maine has gotten sick, like, picked up something on the cruise. Not on the Disney cruise, but on other cruise ships. That's different, though, than getting motion sickness. I'd say if you're cool with taking Dramamine, take Dramamine. Get fresh air every so often. And be cognizant of it. You know, because you may know that you may feel it, be like, I feel kind of, like, just to take precautions.
I think a lot of people may be less about motion sickness and maybe from taking advantage of the fact that there's a bartender every 10 feet, too.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt.
That may be more of some people's problems.
Especially didn't hurt on the pod cruise, where it was all included. that's not your Disney cruises, so don't worry.
Yeah, we were medicated.
Yeah.
That's what that's called.
And you know what that alarm meant? We've heard the alarm a few minutes ago.
I heard it.
That is our away travel alarm. Did you know I have that?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Every time it rings, you order another suitcase.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Our friends, that's not true. I want to clear up. That one is not every time it rings.
It's a wonderful life.
I thought you were going to clear up that there are
every time my alarm goes off, someone buys a suitcase.
Yeah.
Oh, so we need like telethon noises happening.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Away. Away has been a longtime sponsor of WDW Today, years now, and I want to say thank you to them. They've been with us all year in 2019, which has been awesome. And Away makes affordable, high-quality suitcases that charge your phone. And Away has the perfect gift for everyone on your list this holiday season. We are in the holiday season. Will, are you ready for Christmas? You ready for the holidays?
You ready for Christmas?
Yeah. They are. They're ready for the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, they're able to offer the perfect luggage made with high-quality materials at a much lower price because they cut out the middleman, and it comes in a variety of colors and four sizes. You got the carry-on. You got the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large. Away has designed the perfect suitcase to make your travel experience stress-free. The carry-on bag features two USB ports and a high-capacity battery that allows you to charge multiple devices on the go. You got a phone, you got a tablet, laptop, so you'll never have to worry about a dead phone or fight for an outlet in the airport. They're ultra durable, yet very lightweight, and made with premium impact-resistant German polycarbonate.
And you can take that battery out if you have to comply with airline regulations.
That's right, especially with these.
If you have to gate check it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's super easy.
Yeah, if you don't carry it on.
Yeah,
exactly. If you want to.
If you're on a tiny plane.
Theft-proof, though. TSA-approved combination lock. 360 spinners that Will loves.
I do.
And even overpackers can fit everything they need. It comes with a lifetime warranty, and if anything breaks, they will fix it or replace it for life. And you get a risk-free 100-day trial. It's a great time to try it out. Plus, you get free shipping anywhere in the lower 48 states. So that is pretty great. You know I've used mine for the last years and years. I just did my whole Thanksgiving, almost a week of travel.
Put Thanksgiving dinner in there, your whole Thanksgiving.
No.
Took a turkey in there.
But all the clothes I needed. Because, you know, Thanksgiving, we had like one nice meal where we all like looked kind of nice. For the most part, just packing a bunch of t-shirts, a bunch of, you know, my underwears, my essentials.
Your Vineyard's Vine polo
shirt. Slammed it in there to the brim. I was stuffed, but it was enough for over a week for me in my, you know, regular size carry-on. So that was pretty awesome just to throw that in the back of the car. They have a special offer just for listeners of this show. $20 off a suitcase. Go to awaytravel.com/WDW20. and use the promo code WDW20 because this season, everyone wants to get away. That's awaytravel.com/WDW20 and promo code WDW20. Thank you very much. Terry, you got another topic for us?
So do we want to go towards answering actual questions or triggering Will?
Move along, but let's get Will back in here. Will, can you please come back in?
If we don't answer that question, will you come back?
No, he's saying no.
He's saying no through the glass.
Well, Terry had a really good one that I thought he was going to take.
Terry,
you got confused. Terry got confused. The one I approved was one.
Oh, this one, yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay, see, here we go.
We're cutting that out completely. So for those watching live, you got to see an exclusive because Will's got, if we cut it out, will you come back in?
No, because I have to do the cutting out. Created more work
Matt
for me. Thanks for ruining
the
show,
it.
Terry.
I'll cut it.
Yeah, Matt, I can cut it if you come back in.
I can do it.
All right, here we go. Would you sacrifice 5 years of your life to never wait in line at Disney again?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
What? If you think about it, you waste that much, especially if you got. You've got annual passes.
5 years,
of your life.
You're
going to
live five yet less years.
Imagine to not wait in line at a theme park, which you at least are waiting in line with your family. So you're going to take away 5 years.
Yeah, dude, that's like family interaction. That's 5 years of moments with your daughters that you were just like, no, I don't want to wait in line. That's stupid.
Y'all made it personal because I will say that I misinterpreted the question.
You like your daughters,
what
right?
What did you think the question was?
I thought it meant that I didn't have to go to Disney for I couldn't go to Disney for 5 years, but when I went back, I could just not wait in line.
Where did you get that out of the question?
Yeah, I think I would, in a perfect world.
I would maybe take that bet. I would take that after.
When
the kids are older. When the kids are older, I would say like when they're like 17, I'll be like, I'll take 5 years off. And then for the rest of my life, because right now I don't want
to
not go.
17 to 22. Yeah, it's easy time.
Yeah, they're in college and I can go, you know. I'll live on an island somewhere.
What if it was like right now?
That would be a problem.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
I don't think I could do it.
I don't think you could.
That's not the question, though. The question was absolutely insane. Would you take 5 years off of your life to just not wait in line?
See, I thought it was like, would you take five years
I understand what you
off
thought it was.
From Disney.
Will, come back.
Will he come back?
Come back. Maybe lost him forever. Terry messed up. He meant to pull that question. He pulled
the wrong
one.
There's a lot of questions here.
All right.
Pick one that you think.
Matt, would you? So you said no.
Pick a question that you think Will would pick, Terry. Honestly.
I'm going to win him back over. This is not a bet, by the way.
Pick one that you think. And don't joke.
John Rogers wants to know, what is the dumbest rumor that you've ever heard about Walt Disney World that were absolutely not true?
That's a pretty good one, Will.
Well, what do you think about it?
Well, you get to make fun of Disney. I know you want to do it.
What's the most absurd rumor?
Rumor that you've heard that was absolutely not true.
Fifth Park.
That'll happen eventually.
Right? I feel like it will.
Well, it kind of happens, sort of. Like
if you're counting like Universal counts, there's already six.
Park with the Avatar thing. I feel
Disney
like
Springs.
It's kind of.
Disney Springs, two water parks.
Mine is probably because you walk, mainly it's not rumors. Because the rumors from, I feel like, Disney rumor websites, the ones that I've actually have thought, like, this is never going to happen. A lot of times it does happen because either it's a good educated guess or it's someone leaked something. I'd say the ones I hear are the ones that are when you're at parks and you're over here sort of casual.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Walt Disney's head is buried under the spaceship Earth or whatever it is. Like those are the ones that I feel like are the ones I go, okay, people, are you for real? And usually they're for real.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what I heard.
Where you used to hear great ones was when the bus drivers could talk on the buses.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would just share all kinds of random just to mess with people. They were just trolling people.
Yeah. Another one, which I think is actually goes back to weirdly the topic that was at hand. Actually, I'm not going to say this because it can't win Will over. But someone was overheard at one point saying that they thought like the area at Epcot that has the little pictures of everybody, like the... Mm-hmm. Leave a Legacy.
Oh, yeah.
Was like a cemetery.
Oh, like a memorial
like
thing?
A memorial for people who had passed away within the parks.
That was somebody that just kind of misinterpreted what was happening. Yeah.
I heard a rumor that Soarin' was good one time.
Okay. Oh, Will. So you're going to come. You're going to comment.
He's got the toes back in.
He's going to be like a loud Matt Lott.
He's the Gary Delabate. Just can pop in, you know, Baba Booey it whenever he wants.
I love Baba Booey.
Still upset about the direction of this show today.
I know. It's a lot of death.
It's going south.
Merry Christmas. Remember when Christmas used to have ghost stories? I see a lot of friends posting that this year. Remember when Christmas we used to all share ghost stories? It was in the 17 or 1400s.
Right, that's in the one song I never shared a ghost story.
You talking about the Christmas Carol?
Well, that's what they even go to, like the Christmas Carol. Like there was other ghost stories that we'll share scary ghost stories and tales of the glory.
Mm-hmm. All right,
of glories.
Tammy,
Christmas is long, long ago.
Tammy,
just say Tammy.
Tammy, what is the one thing Disney could do that would make you say, that's it, I'm all done, I'm never going back?
I mean,
I don't know if they could actually, my thing would probably be to where, like, depending on how big our family group going is and how big, like, my wife and I's family grows
can't
to.
Afford it.
Yeah, if we got priced out, I don't think there would be any edict they would pass that would just be like, no, I'm not standing for this anymore.
I think we would
just get priced out. That would be the only. And which sometimes I actually wonder if one day I'm going to get priced out, because it seems like every year they're like, oh, and yeah, we bumped this up $50 and then times four and then this and then. And you're
What happens when you start having more kids and stuff starts growing. Like we were looking at flights down for our family. We had a random, like my son had a day off school. They're like, hey, we're closing for like teacher work day. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we should go down. And then like flights for the five of us was like $4,000.
Right.
So it was like, well, then by the time, even though we're annual pass holders, by the time we got to the, like only 2.5-3 days, I was like, yeah,
you see the movies where people decide, like they're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fly to someplace. And in our world now, it's like, that's really, does that happen anymore?
Can you walk in and buy a ticket?
Right. Can you just do it anymore?
I think you can. They have counters.
Yeah.
I mean, but
I think you immediately go through like full crazy searches. If you're like,
I can't imagine.
In the day of being like, I'd like to buy a ticket.
I've had to do it when flights were canceled and like.
That makes sense.
I'm talking like you wake up and you're like, instead of just sleeping in all day, I'm going to go buy an airline ticket and I'm going to go to somewhere. Like in that movie, Yes Man, they fly to Nebraska randomly, you know?
Yeah. I used to do that.
I bought tickets the day before.
I bought tickets the day in the morning of, absolutely online.
It just seems
like
now.
Never walked up and did it.
Right. It just seems like now with pricing and then with like security, it really does seem like that's difficult.
We've done a Southwest where like, can we make it? Because like a crazy price would pop up, because there was a time where they would pop up. And even if they were like, can we, like there's a flight in an hour and a half, can we make it on the flight?
Mm-hmm.
And then it'd be like, well, if we miss it, Southwest, it's fundable.
They'll roll that. roll those points over.
Exactly.
That's good.
So we'll just do it. We've done that a few times, but it's been a very...
Used to be able to fly to Orlando for $25.
Yeah, that was were the pre-kid times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because 2 round-trip airfare, not that bad. Even if it's at the top end of a Southwest, you're like, we can probably swing it and just save up a little bit more on the credit card. But when you're talking about buying 5 round-trip tickets...
I do think, for our perspective, Nashville airline tickets are going to get cheaper. Because there's been 2 or 3 Sun Country Airlines just came here, and I know Orlando is going to be one of their direct flights.
Ooh,
I ain't flying with Sun Country Airlines.
Well, I'm not saying you're going to fly with Sun Country.
Unless they want to sponsor us here.
But
what is Sun Country? I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, but they're going to have to compete a little
bit. They're going to compete because it's going to make the whole market drop.
I will say that when I went to my Disney trip.
Come on, Sun Country.
I ended up flying into Tampa and then renting a van with some car seats and just drove over.
I've done that sometimes.
And that was $120 to do that, but I saved almost $600 just flying out of Tampa.
Yeah, I've flown into Tampa a lot. And Tampa, if you know, it's on the Disney side of Florida. You're far if you're going to Universal even, but you're talking hour and 10 minutes, hour and 20 minutes if you are no traffic. Now, Tampa has crazy traffic, so if you hit it the wrong time, it could be bad getting out of Tampa. But if not, we've flown in a lot. And there's actually some pretty cool stuff within Tampa. So you can fly into Tampa, see some things, go to the Strawberry Festival, you know, do some of those things and work your way to Kissimmee.
When Logan and I
Strawberry Festival is a giant, like a huge event. And usually have like big giant headlining bands playing.
Let me go ahead and tell you what I don't want to do when I'm flying into Tampa. Kids, we're about to go to Disney World, but you know what? First things first,
Busch Gardens.
We're going to the Strawberry Festival.
Oh. They would
punch me.
We went to Cigar City Brewery, which was a lot of fun.
We did.
That is a good place to take your kids.
Mm-hmm. Cigar City Brewery?
Great place.
The Strawberry Fest. Is it Strawberries? Yeah, Strawberry Festival in Tampa, Florida. Outside of Tampa. It's not in Tampa. It's a Florida. It's an 11-day event. It's a big deal.
We were at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and
who's playing at Strawberry?
And it was, you know, it's even further from Orlando towards the Tampa area. And so yeah. like it was a difference of maybe 15 minutes. And I right. honestly think that we got there faster than if we would have flown into Orlando because of just the bus system and, oh, yeah, and a yeah, bunch yeah. of stops and yeah. stuff.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you're talking, no, it's not bad. I've flown into Tampa. Yeah, Tampa's a more manageable airport.
That's a good idea.
We've done it a bunch of times.
But what we did is, and there was a, not, I mean, it's newer, but it was 6th, S-I-X-T or whatever. We just what got our
6XIXT 60.
It's a rental car company.
You're speaking binary.
Yeah. So, but they have a spot literally 1.2 miles away from the Animal Kingdom Lodge. So we were just.
Oh, so you dropped the car.
And then I just Ubered over for about $5 to the resort and donezo.
Back to the pricing part of the parks specifically. It's funny because a few days ago, we're going to Disney World in May, our next big family trip. And Dawn and I were actually looking at tickets to pop over to Universal because I haven't been to Universal in like 15 years. And then she's looking at the pricing and she's like, Matt, why is Universal so much cheaper than Disney right now? And I just looked at her and I said, because Disney can charge those prices and people are paying it. And then I'm thinking about Jurassic Park. People will pay it. You got $1,000 a day. You got $10,000 a day. And we're just paying it. We're walking in.
And it's $10,000 a day?
What? Yeah, you know, Donald Gennaro. But it's just funny to me because going back like 15 years, he's a character in Jurassic Park too.
I get it.
When they actually go to Jurassic Park.
Yes, yeah. It's a quote from the movie. Going back to the pricing from like 15 years ago, it's just such a big difference. And now like comparing with Universal right now, it's still such a big difference.
So if you're going to be in Orlando in May, does that mean you're coming to the thing, Matt Lott?
No.
No.
Unless I'm invited to speak.
What would you speak about, Matt Lott?
Something.
Probably hair products.
Probably my thing. We could talk about your
hosting
thing.
Hosting Dojo Pro.
We would talk about my thing, and it would be Dojo Pro. It would
be how to look like you're reading a teleprompter, but by memorizing.
But being a robot in actuality.
Yeah. For the Strawberry Festival.
Actually, speaking of Dojo Pro, we should plug that. That you can see the first episode on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, we put up, if you don't have Amazon Prime or you want to like a little teaser, you can watch the first episode of Dojo Pro available right now on YouTube. Just search for Dojo Pro on YouTube. You'll see it's Carrie Offal versus Kevin Koo, and all of us here on the show worked.
That's KU, by the way.
It's a classic match.
It's not CEO.
It's classic.
Right. Worked a little bit on the show, so you can find it there in
watch. I had a friend ask me today, he's like, so you think there'll be a season two? And I was like, I think so.
I think it's a
good. People are stoked on it.
We have some good ideas.
Yeah.
It's just finding the right time because people are still discovering it.
Right.
That's probably the hardest part is people every day are like, I just found out about this. Mm-hmm. Because the streaming thing, it's not like it's gone. People will discover the show years later.
So this is a good way.
All right, I do want to say the Florida Strawberry Festival, since I got mocked. Here's the guy, your headliners this year at Strawberry Festival.
Oh, right? There's performances.
It's humongous. I don't know how to explain it. It's this giant, but when there is like a fair, like a straight up. Yeah,
the carnival
Tennessee
ride.
State Fair. Yeah, then there's the strawberry kind of part of it.
Like, where you go and pick strawberries.
Yeah, and that in the area, and they've also like that strawberry shortcake place with the giant, tall strawberry shortcake. It's like you get it, and it's like
you pay $40 for it. And if you can eat the whole thing, it's free.
No, it's not that great actually. It just looks awesome. It's a great picture. Okay. It tastes fine. It's not like the greatest thing you'll ever have, but it's good. But this is in the Florida Strawberry Festival. It's about an hour and a half, maybe probably less than that, from Disney. The headliner entertainment, you got the Oak Ridge Boys.
Nice.
And one, you have to buy extra tickets for this. They have like a little amphitheater. Huh. And they're the opening act for Alabama the first night.
So you have to buy your tickets
to Strawberry Festival. Oak Ridge Boys and Alabama. That's a good night.
Certain bands are free with the gate admission. And then certain bands are like in this amphitheater that's connected to it. You have to buy like it's $20 to see the Oak Ridge Boys and then an additional $45 to see Alabama.
It's like not so scary Halloween.
Yeah, everything's an upcharge. Willie Nelson. You got Kool and the Gang.
I go see Willie.
You got Chicks with Hits, which is Terry Clark, Pam Tillis, and Susie Bogus. Bogus. And they opened for An Evening with Steven Tyler.
What is that name?
It's very country themed.
An Evening with Steven Tyler. The next night, Martina McBride. Yeah, it's a lot of country. Need to Breathe. You have
Martina McBride and Need to Breathe?
Well, this is different nights.
Okay.
But one night's Pat Boone and Martina McBride. The next night is The Drifters, Platters, and Cornell Gunter's Coasters, followed by Need to Breathe. So that's their opening. but they're also like separated throughout the day. Styx for King and Country. So got a little Christian music side.
Nice.
Tanya Tucker. Chris Jansen. I'm just going to keep saying names.
Just keep random people.
Whispering Bill Anderson.
Bill Smith.
Old Dominion's Make It Sweet tour. Now we're starting to lose me here. But that's all of them. So usually, and like one year they had the Blues Brothers. I think a good acts come through that Strawberry Festival. I would go see.
Yeah.
I mean, February 28th, Will, you want to go see Alabama? Strawberry Festival?
Another tender Tennessee.
See, February. Tender Florida, February.
Okay, I got another question. Class. These are some good ones. Andrew wants to know, do you have any tips for spring training at Walt Disney World? We're going late February and early March and hoping to, we'll be doing, hope to catch the Braves spring training game. Hope my 7-year-olds can get a few autographs.
I have not been since I was like early 20s. It's been a good probably 10 years since I've gone.
And this is the last year the Braves are doing spring training at Walt Disney World. So my wife and I are definitely
That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, they're moving to a new facility in...
So is the Wide World Sports just going to be like abandoned? I mean, I feel like, why would you go?
You could just go there any day of the week and there's a Run Disney event going on. People are just running randomly around.
Really? That's what it is every day?
And cheerleading competitions.
Yeah, that's what they use for those kind of things. But as a spectator, that's kind of the only reason you'd go. Because they're not doing that. They're not doing Night of Joy there. They're not doing anything.
They're not doing the Bucks used to, Tampa Bay used to do their
thing there.
Whatever their summer training is.
Yeah, so... Last year to see the Braves, which is a bummer. I mean, it's been a staple there since the early 90s.
It's one of our favorite things to do because it's so different.
Yeah. You pretty much get to see an MLB game, for a quarter of the price and a quarter of the amount of people that are there. So, but you've been recently.
Yeah. The one thing I would say, if you want to get autographs, which that's never something we try to do. Like I sat next to Bobby Cox for a game and didn't get his autograph.
That's awesome. But,
he was just a nice guy. He was a good old boy. Talk about, he's retired. Talk about baseball. Just here watching baseball. Bobby Cox.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah, he is. Really nice guy. But if you go early with your kids, you can definitely see the players will be just kind of hanging around the edge. And they're playing fetch with the kids, and it's a lot of fun.
Playing catch.
I said fetch, didn't I?
Yeah, you said
you
fetch.
Get your kids to go fetch the ball.
Johnny doesn't play fetch. He's a human.
Can you imagine in a league of their own if Kevin Costner was
go fetch this son?
Kevin Costner? Yeah.
In a league, sorry, not in a league of their own. Field of Dreams.
What's happening?
In Field of Dreams, at the end of the movie, he goes, "Hey, Dad," and he's like, "Yeah." Do you want to play fetch? Do you want to play fetch?
Oh gosh!
Wait, don't you mean catch? No.
No. Fetch.
See,
I think I made Ray chuckle a little bit.
You can do the
studio.
Pretend like with your dog where you fake throw it and you're like, oh.
They're doing that now with bouquets in the wedding industry. For
fake throws?
Yeah.
What? They're faking people out?
Yeah, because photographers, they can't get the shot right the first time, so they get a fake one just in case they don't get it the real time.
You don't do that though, do you?
No, man.
Weddings are frauds now.
My boy's a real guy.
That's
over
a
here.
Fraud thing.
You're a real sunglasses guy, aren't you?
Oh yeah, totally.
I would demand them to do it one time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get multiple
one
things.
Time. This wedding.
They don't actually throw it.
I understand.
They.
And so you have a picture of you holding tightly onto your bouquet.
Logan.
Well,
gets
it's kind
the
of
concept.
More so just getting the. Yeah, it's.
I understand. It's lame.
It is lame.
It is lame.
It's multiple takes at a wedding.
I've never
once our society
bunch
become
of idiots.
I've requested to do it once so I could get one angle and then move and get another angle.
No, look, I understand from a photography and video point of
we
view.
We all understand
from a
we get that
life point of view. I would get angry. Those things when I go to a wedding and it's like, all right, we're turning the ceremony from the church to the reception hall. It's going to be 3 hours. Stand in this waiting room
right
with everybody. With a plate of Publix chicken nuggets and hope, and there's no air conditioning. Have fun. That happens a lot.
Don't kill each other.
I hate it when there's not enough seating.
Yep, that's what I mean.
It drives me nuts. I need to see it.
Yep.
You need as the video.
No, I don't get to sit, but I mean, like, I feel bad for those people that do need to sit.
Like, if you want the grease to shoot your wedding, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
No, hey, don't promote that. No, abandon.
It's not the grease, though.
No.
It's his professional name.
Yes.
It's Matthew Giesler. The grease. That's what it should be.
It's not even working. It's
Matt Grease video.
Matt Grease.
There should be a separate, like, version of the grease weddings business for the
listeners?
For the redneck industry.
Weddings.
Grease will come out and do your redneck wedding.
Cutoffs.
Cutoffs.
Shirts and shorts, both.
If I could film a wedding and cut off jean shorts, I would love life.
So if you're listening right now.
So if you're listening right now, if you want to make the Grease's dreams come true.
There you go.
Speaking of one of those questions, James Baker, He's
Jim,
curious.
Jim Baker, our listener.
Yeah. I've never done this, and maybe I'm a horrible human being.
Okay.
But they're curious as to everyone's thoughts on tipping mousekeeping. I didn't even know that was a thing, but evidently it's a pretty heated subject.
I did not know it was called mousekeeping. So yes. That's something that I will first go.
I've never taken a mouse to Disney World.
That's a heated subject. It's not like we have personal relationships with these people. Like
a lot of people do it. I will say I have done it before in certain situations, but I often don't. I just don't remember.
But you're going to do it on the last day. And here's the deal. It's like you're leaving. If you put an envelope out, you know, like you do it on cruises.
Yeah,
but
that's
like,
more what I think.
But you've got the same person throughout the day. And they actually have like
you know them.
They greet you and you talk to them. And that makes sense. Okay.
And so, they make you towel animals. If there was towel animals involved on a regular basis, right. I'd feel differently.
Yeah.
About
I mean, there's
subject.
Not, there's no extra service than what's out of the norm. And then, two, I would hate, I would just feel guilty about the person that cleaned my room on the last day. There's one person that's been cleaning my room for five straight days. They happen to have the weekend off. I leave on a Saturday and leave a dang envelope out.
Yeah, Michelle just said do it every day, but the last day, because they'll make it extra special because they're getting it every day. Then I'd want to do it on the last day.
But are you getting the same person? Do they actually even know? Could it be a different person every day? Hey, today you've got
Michelle
four,
said $1
six.
A person. I don't know how many people.
Like in your room.
Oh, per
in your
person room. In the room.
Oh. I was thinking of
no,
per,
if you don't know how many people are in your room,
day.
That's weird. Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, like,
I
mean, we're
four
like
or five.
In the mousekeeping. Mousekeeping may be the one Disney phrase that puts me over the top of where
it
I don't.
It makes me want to end the whole show
that's the one.
Forever.
Yeah, that's it. That's what happened. Mousekeeping.
What? Mousekeeping sounds great.
I don't like the show anymore.
Well, you see people in the comments asking, they're like, where'd Will go? They missed
James
you.
Also asked that he'd be interested to hear more about personal experiences on some of the tours offered, like Behind the Seas, Keys to the Kingdom. I was looking for new ways to enjoy Disney outside of rides, shows, and usual attractions.
I don't do that many tours. I've pretty much done none of them. I will say that occasionally we'll do one of the quick ones, like, hey, go do this for 30 minutes and there's something special.
I've done the elephant one.
You've done the elephant one. I've done a VIP tour, which I had mixed results on. We talked about that before. I didn't really ever feel like it was worth it. Yeah, I don't.
I've done the VIP tour at Disneyland, and I've tried to do Walk in Walt's Footsteps. Like, I tried to do it last time when we were there. They're like, there was three of us. I was like, we have one opening. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and it leaves like at 6 o'clock in the morning a lot of times or early in the morning. Yep. And I'm not going to make my kids sit through like a tea tasting. That's sort of the problem. It's just not the right time for us to do those kind of tours. I've seen people do it. I've seen them do the scuba diving. It seems to be awesome and a great time. That is one part, the thing I need to take more advantage of when we're there. But it's also extra money. So it's difficult to be like, I would rather go, you know, chill by the pool maybe than do and spend the money on an extra tour.
I've never done a specialty tour or anything like that.
I would much rather see people tip the bus drivers that are unloading your bags than.
How about we tip? Right. Let's just say you should tip everybody.
Let's just tip everybody.
Yeah. The
janitor.
No, well, the reason I bring that up is because I always do.
The guy who draws with the water.
The reason I bring that up is I always tip those guys, and like nobody else does.
Kind of
like it makes me mad. That's why I mentioned that specifically.
It's okay to be passionate about.
I'm like,
that.
Dude, that guy just like just picked up 50-pound bags for 5 minutes
getting them
out.
From all of the people I've known that have worked at Disney, they, you know, I feel like a tip would be a bright spot in the day.
Yeah.
So if you can, do.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of families that also kind of bring things for cast members. I see them posted pictures online where they'll bring like a Snickers bars and just to say, hey, let me brighten up your day. I know you're serving people today.
There's nothing wrong with making anybody's day.
That could be passive aggressive though, because you could be saying that they're in a bad mood. Here's a Snickers. You know, with the latest campaign.
Well, then somebody would passively, aggressively take your tip, and they'd be like, you're just trying to get me out of here and say I'm going to... Don't say passive aggressive. If you want to make somebody's day, make their day. Don't worry about it. Don't overthink it. Make their day.
Yeah.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Well, we were talking about tours, and then we went back to tipping, and now yeah, I don't know.
I had something to say about the tours. Now, here's something I'll say about the tour. So, though I've not done it at Disney other than the VIP tour, I've done them at Universal a few times. And here's my one thing with them that I'm not, it may be the antisocial part of me, and the part of me that likes to go at my specific pace. But when you are sort of driven around, being like, all right, now we're doing this. Then when this is done, then we're going over here. And then when this is done, we're going over here. Yeah, you're going to hit a lot of attractions. You're going to do what you need to do in this tour. It's going to be great. But there is something about being able to go at the pace that your family wants to go at, or to experience things as a family and not with a group of strangers. Again, I think it's part of me just being kind of a little bit of introvert. That's like, I don't really want to talk to you, random person. Even the tour guide, like, there's part of you that's like, you're not in my family here, man. Just get me to the front of the line. Like, just leave me alone and get me to the front of the line. It's kind of how I, and it sounds bad, but maybe that's just who, like, I am as a person, that I don't necessarily feel like I need this giant communal experience with a bunch of people that I have no relationship with and who I will never see again. But mainly it's that schedule and that's that pace. Like at Halloween Horror Nights, every year we do the media tour, which I love, and I'm thrilled that they invite us to do it. But you're going at the pace of the tour guide.
It looks exhausting.
It is. By the end of it, you're kind of like, because you had no control of where you're going or what you're doing. So you lose a little bit of the freedom of being in a theme park and being immersed by everything.
And that's the one thing I enjoy. When I go, I like to just, I'm not in a hurry. I'm not trying to like ride 733 rides in a day. I'm just going to enjoy it. I've seen it. I want to see the new things, but I enjoy the parks. I enjoy going and hanging with friends and, you know, being with that
family.
Would
you wait 2 hours for Slinky Dog?
No.
Me neither.
Ooh.
I waited an hour for the saucers, though. Don't recommend that.
No, I waited a longer time for the saucers. The first time, because I wanted to ride it, but I wanted to be able to say that I did it.
Yeah.
Share my opinion about them.
Proud of you.
If the flying saucers wait is any more than 20 minutes, I won't hop in the line.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 20-minute...
That's essentially a fair ride.
Yes.
Oh, it's, yes. I do like the fact that it kind of like passes you along on the track, which is kind of cool. But other than that.
That would be the one thing that Walt Disney World could declare. And I would say I'm not going back, is if they said all rides or all wait times for all rides is over an hour and a half from now on.
Yeah.
Then it would be like, I'm done.
Christmas week.
No, forever.
That's what I mean. Like, Christmas week, if you want that experience, you can go.
That would be the one thing. And that would probably, that would make most people be like, yeah, I don't need this.
Scott did want to say, regular cast members aren't allowed to accept tips unless offered 3 times. And even after it, if they accept, they need to bring the tip to the manager, and the manager will decide if they can keep it. I don't know if that's 100% accurate, but that's something that they said.
Mm.
So ask 3 times and then see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the mouses can keep the tip that are keeping your rooms.
They're cleaning after you.
Yeah.
I love it.
That was Mel, by the way. I kind of understand why it's heated now. It's like you don't get it at first, but if you think about it, it's a good thing to do. It's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
I can't say I've remembered to do it every time, I'll be honest.
And you can't even make the argument if you have the means, do it. If you're there,
plan for it.
$5 a day.
$5 a day is the least of your worries.
It's having the cash on you, and it's having cash on hand.
Right.
That's awesome. That's the planning part of it.
It's the planning part
of
it.
That's a good thing to plan for. I think that's a smart thing, is plan to include a tip for your person.
And who knows? They might.
What if Disney said on top of the building, like, hey, would you like to tip all cast members you interact with? Because the magic bands with the RFID, we know who you're doing. like we minimum $1,000.
Yeah.
There's my price down.
I throw a couple hundred bucks.
That's fine. Yeah, just throw a couple hundred on there.
Hey, you don't have to worry about it. It's like the dining plan. It's going to be way more expensive than you think it should be. But you're like, well, it's convenient.
I still don't understand the whole dining plan thing.
Yeah, it just depends.
There's not even 10% savings.
It depends on what you do and how you experience it. Jordan wants to know, what are your thoughts on Hollywood Studios post Star Wars Land opening and what will happen to the Muppets and Animation Courtyard?
Talk about this. I don't try to be in like the rumor mill circle because I don't necessarily, I like being surprised when an announcement happens and not being spoiled 7, 8 months, 2 years before. I feel like that happens a lot in the theme park community. And I know you listen to us to hear some of that, but I like the planning side of it. I like the vacation side of it. I like going to experience what I can. And if it's announced, awesome, we'll talk about it.
What's weird is there's been some things that they've announced that have gone away. Like they announced that new theater.
Yeah, the theater on Main Street.
On Main Street. And that's like, just kidding.
Yeah. And I think some of that is you know, there's, you know, Kevin Smith's one of my favorite directors, and he will announce projects all the time that never happen. And a lot of times he'll announce them to gauge interest or feedback from his audience. And if there's no interest, a lot of times they're like, no one seems like they want to see that. I think that's a similar concept sometimes that Disney does, which is they get to a planning stage to do it, and then they see, does this actually work? Is it worth the effort? Is it going to actually eat enough people to matter?
We were even talking about that at lunch today, that, you know, we were looking at the ride capacity for the Millennium Falcon ride, like, which will be about the same as Soarin' is.
Yeah, which could mean, like, when you think about that now, you're like, oh, Soarin's got a decent weight, usually. But Soarin', back in pre-Frozen, I'd say, at Epcot, just a couple of years ago even, still pulls a good line now.
Was constantly 180 minutes or more.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to have a fast pass to really make that work. So presumably that's going to be similar, unless they've come up with a new line waiting system, which I can only hope for.
I'm looking at Rob directly in front of me, so I'm carefully wording my thoughts about the Muppets before he comes through the glass at me. Mm-hmm. I love the Muppet Courtyard. If they touch that fountain, I'll be really upset. And I hope they do something, maybe just a little sprucing up of the Muppet Show. Maybe a few more tech. Maybe a little. Yeah, I'd love to see the show kind of stay intact. Maybe we can lose the whatever. What's the character in that show? The cartoon that's the
Waldo
Kermit.
Was it Waldo?
Waldo.
Yeah, I could do without him. I'd love to see. I'd love to sing that show maybe have a little fresh life in it.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, the Animation Courtyard, there's nothing animation in it.
Yeah. So
I think
do you feel like the launch bay goes away though? Once
the launch bay goes away. That whole building that holds what used to be a Pirates show.
Yeah, it was Pirates and it was Narnia.
Like that building, I think that whole show building, which is all of everything that is in there, that gift shop, the theater for One Man's Dream. I think that and the launch bay are destined to become some new attraction, possibly even Marvel something that they can get in the IP, because they're definitely going all in on Marvel at Disneyland and California Adventure. Yeah. You can definitely see that coming to life already.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think you're guaranteed to see. I wouldn't expect that to be their post. And they're going to need something that can move and handle a ton of people to offset the Millennium Falcons.
Yeah, and here's what I think about the Muppets, is I think that there will be a presence of the Muppets.
I hope so.
Always, because there already is a Magic Kingdom. It just is a it's an IP they own that why not utilize at least the life that it has. You could say that about a lot of things, but really, if you're talking about the major properties, if you're talking about what's coming to the Disney streaming service, it's not one of them. It will probably just lie under Disney, which is interesting. You know, Muppets don't have their own world. Now, if you look at Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet, the Muppets do have their own land. Mm. So, unfortunately, though, I mean, you just can see it. Unfortunately, though, when they announced that streaming service, I did expect the Muppets to have its own portal, like Star Wars and Marvel and Pixar and Disney. I expected there to be, and then a Muppets portal, because they've had so much content over the years and still create new content on social media a lot. But I don't see the Muppets ever going fully away, even if it's not necessarily the show that you're talking about now, Muppet Vision or something like that. Now, it's not really in Disneyland. You can't really find any Muppet stuff. But Disney World's got a lot more ground to cover. So you got to have some stuff. So I hope that it sticks around. I mean, I'm not going to say that I bet, you know, money on it, but I bet there's something Muppets in that park, you know, for a while. What it is, I don't know.
And I know Imagineering is working on a ton. They just announced that they're doubling the size of Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
And so I think you're going to see, and one of our other questions was about the IPification of Epcot. I mean, Disney is going to be using their IP library, I think, to be adding attractions everywhere.
Yeah, give up on that old
purple and gray Epcot that you loved.
But you can buy the flat spaceship restaurant. That is in purple.
At flatspaceshipearth.com.
It's there. All right, cool. I think that's a good place to wrap up. All right. Will did not come back, though he popped in. Can you say something, Will? At least say goodbye. You've already talked a little bit, though. You've already kind of broken your promise. He's washing his hands. He's done with this show forever. We're going to do some editing on this show. So if you missed it live, you did miss a chunk of the show. Mm-hmm. Just to let you know. Until next time, I'm Logan Seculo. He's Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.